There's a lot of different ways we can go with this hour of your phone calls and Michael Horde. We can talk about how Billy Meyer claims that he's the only real UFO contactee. What about the Pleiarians? Where exactly are they in the scheme of responsibility, or what can they do to help us try to fix these problems, or just even your reflections on some of these predictions which have come true, which the fans of Billy Meyer have been chronicling for a long time. You can also get more information about Michael Horde and the DVD and the CD deal and the book by linking up to him at coasttocoastam.com. Line up your calls. Come back for him next on Coast to Coast AM. This is Ian Punnett. Well, we have a full boat of calls, and we'll get to everybody here, so just hang on. All the way from east of the Rockies to the international line, everybody's hanging on for Michael Horde, who is the official representative for Billy Meyer in the United States. And just to give you the update, we talked about it earlier, other than some ordinary health problems, Billy Meyer is fine. And it is interesting to see that there appears to be at least... we're midway through, perhaps. Would you say that, Michael, the prediction about the problem with Islam in France? We not quite fulfilled, perhaps fully, but it's getting there.
Well, you know, they had said that Islam is going to rage across Europe, and the warriors and fanatics of Islam will reign for a long time. I don't know. I mean, that's still up to all of us, I guess, to affect. It's simply that it's in the material, and it foretold this trend, and some of the specific things are right in our faces. So, you know, here we are. Your guess, in a sense, is as good as mine, but maybe we're going to start pooling our thoughts and, you know, energies and actions in a more positive direction and change this.
Now, when we pool our energies, do we have to pool them and pool our thoughts in French? Or do will somebody translate those thoughts?
Well, I think that the pendulum of cause and effect speaks a universal language.
Okay. Let's go east of the Rockies, where Richard is hanging on for our friend Michael Horde on Coast to Coast AM. Richard?
Yeah, good morning, Ian. How are you doing?
Terrifically, thank you.
Yeah, really, really good show. Very interesting, very provocative thoughts being put forth. The guest is great, too. And you personally, I'd just like to tell you, your shows get better and better.
Well, thank you.
I saw you when you first came aboard. At first, I said, well, I don't know if this guy's going to sail or not, but better and better. I particularly like the issues you took up with Mike, that you took issue with some of the things that Michael was saying. And I'd like to ask Michael a question, too. Now, I've heard this stuff, and it's really interesting, Michael. Mm-hmm. I mean, very provocative. And the credibility is more or less established by, you know, what has come to fruition of these predictions that was supposedly, you know, I'm trusting what you said, that it was written down and that all these things were given years in advance. It seems like they really are on to something. And I would accept it as much more credible if it was like a translation from a cave drawing you found, you know, where you didn't have a two-way correspondence with this intermediary, Billy Meyer, being able to talk to these people. But here, supposedly, you have a intergalactic, you know, or interstellar race that is capable of interstellar travel, taking an interest on somebody on this speck of dust called Earth, you know, us, mainly us. And just like if you had a child that you had an interest in and you gave birth to the child, you're not going to turn the child loose in the woods and have let him be raised by wolves. And then every time the kid goes in a wrong direction, you're going to go over in the bushes and rattle pots and pans to scare him to go in the other direction. You're going to come in with love and concern, approach the child, and raise him in the right way. And I would think that any advanced race that was capable of interstellar travel to be able to come down here and take interest in us as human beings, you know, they very easily could orbit the Earth out of radar reach for a period of, God, I would think somebody that advanced, it wouldn't take more than a week, and audit some of our TV programs and or radio broadcast and establish pretty much where our heads were at.
Well, maybe that's what happened. Maybe they've been watching our TV shows and they don't want anything to do with us. Maybe.
Well, the caller, was it Richard?
I'm sorry. Yeah, Richard.
Richard is onto it in a, probably in a sense more than he knows. Again, we have to put the allegedly here because the let's take it back to why this is even going on according to the information in the case. According to these people, their forefathers were, in many cases, not exclusively, but in many cases, the gods of our antiquity. They set in motion certain things that we, according to them, and perhaps we might agree or not, suffer from today. Cultic belief systems that are at each other's throats, that have throughout the millennia been warring with each other. Of course, we have secular and non-religious, you know, belief systems and political systems causing trouble. But basically, they have for a long time foretold that mainly the three major religions, as well as a couple others, are going to get in the mix here, and we're going to have hell on earth unless we straighten it out. They feel that they have a self-obligated mission to try to insert into our world not just the prophecies and the doom and gloom, but a wealth of information that you might simply call spiritual or practical or both, and it's at the core of the case. The problem has been that either they are going to try to get our attention in a dramatic way that they've already calculated will blow the minds of too many billions of people, or they have to find some means of gathering the attention of enough thinking people who will work through this puzzle a bit and go, hey, wait a minute, what's this really about, and go through the long, slow, painful process of writing the ship of state. And they have monitored everything that's gone on this planet for a very long time. They're human beings. They're not perfect. And We've got to get that out of our mind. And they, frankly, as far as they're concerned, there's nothing to be diplomatic about. They tell the truth as they know it, and they say the truth is harsh. You will never find in this material anything that sounds like this. Greetings, beloved. We are the Space Brothers, come to you in love and light to tell you that you're ascending into the fourth dimension.
Right.
There's none of that. It's not there. You're in trouble.
You know, but if they're going to be truth tellers, and I have to stick up for the U.S. this much, that look what, you know, we're not at war with Islam. Christianity is not at war with Islam. Christianity is not at war with Hinduism. Christianity is not at war with Judaism. We're not at war with, you know, what we are. I mean, some of the wars we fought, the Bosnian conflict, for example, we actually stood against the Orthodox Christians in protection of the Muslim minority. When we went into Somalia, we were trying to feed, you know, the poor Somalians that were being run over by this overlord. When we, you know, when we got into Afghanistan, we didn't get rid of Islam. We got rid of tyrants. You know, I just have to see, there's a part where I don't know that we're getting credit for what we're trying to do for Muslims.
This is difficult for obvious reasons, but let me try and do my best. Look, I don't have all the answers to this. I don't know if I have any answers. I can give you some information in my perspective, and here's what I've seen in this case. In this case, there's a wealth of material that goes back many thousands of years, and what they said was the following. Muhammad was a genuine prophet brought in to start a movement that would stem the power of the Catholic Church, lest it enslave the entire planet. However, Muhammad, being a human being, had his foibles, and he had a cousin, I think, named Omar, and there were caliphs. And they took some of the teachings of Muhammad and altered it and changed it, just as the other religions had been altered and changed. And indeed, here you had another human-to-human interaction that went south. In time, you found all these cults formed, and you got crazy, you know, belief systems built in there. They may have said in the cosmic roll of the dice, okay, well, the world wasn't enslaved by the Catholic Church, and which they, of course, have firmly predicted long ago was going to fall, and there's all sorts of stuff in here about that, but you've got it in Nostradamus as well and other places. But they've said as well that Islam has gone on to this crazy, murderous direction. Not everybody, obviously, who's Muslim, but the fringe radical elements are irresponsible terrorists and murderers. They have nothing nice to say about them, and they've got nothing particularly nice to say about the Israelis or anybody else, except they say, look, we're not condemning all Americans, all Israelis, all Palestinians. We are condemning the leadership and the policies whereby these countries are driven in directions that lead only to more war. And instead of thinking that we are the saviors of the world, we have to reconsider if we want to survive. It's a very foreign thought to us, because we can certainly say, look, we've done wonderful things in the world, and who would argue with it? But they're saying it's the stuff that has been done in your name that many of you don't know about that has laid a groundwork. They lay a lot of the danger of a third world war at the footsteps of Ronald Reagan.
Well, I get that, and I just don't know. I want to get everybody involved
here.
With it. I could keep going, but I want to get Jem, who's west of the Rockies on Coast to Coast AM for Michael Horn. Jem?
Hi, how are you, Ian?
Terrific. Take us where you're going to go with Michael.
Yeah, I read a lot of books on Billy Meyer, Light Years, and there was a book by Randolph Winters that I read, and he also has a series of audio tapes. Are you familiar with them?
I worked with Randy. We co-produced something called the Pleiadian Connection video. The
yeah.
problem was...
Well,
yeah.
I have a problem with some of the contact notes.
Okay.
I can only paraphrase, because like you, I don't have the material right in front of me.
Sure.
But I read and listened very carefully, and some of the statements they made really bothered me.
Such as?
When they were talking about Hitler, you know, he could have been great, but, you know... He got caught by the dark forces, but, you know, the Jews have been making trouble since... The Jews have been troublemakers since the beginning of time, and then they talk about white skin, like much whiter than Caucasian, are the highest...
No, not that.
I read it word for word, that they're higher than the brown-skinned people.
No, I guarantee you it does not say that. It does say... Let's go back to what I will tell you had troubled me initially when I read it, too. There's plenty of stuff in here about Israel, and this is where... You pull the thread a little farther, and some of this is on the website where you can go in and read, because this takes us to something that's called the Talmud of Emmanuel. And this will, if people are just kind of going along for the ride so far, this will get you throwing stuff here. Okay, what they have said, let's go to the Hitler comment. What they said was, Hitler came in with a spiritual potential to do great good in the world. He did not end up doing great good through his own ambitions and some manipulations behind the scene by both terrestrial and extraterrestrial forces, allegedly. And they said the Thule Society in Germany, a dark art society, was heavily behind Hitler, and they in turn were controlled by a group known as the Bafath. This is, you might be familiar with some of this material, but for the listeners, without going off into too many strange directions, Hitler obviously took a real bad left, and nobody in this case, and none of these ETs, have any, you know, soft spots for him. They simply told it as they saw it. They said this was a man who had the potential to do a great unifying thing for the world, and he did not.
When did he have that potential?
When he, apparently, as a spirit, when he came into life.
Okay.
I mean, here's the thing. None of us are intrinsically good any more than we are intrinsically bad. We have the potential for both. And depending on our personalities, our values, our environments, our influences, we go this way or we go that way. And he was, turned into obviously the ultimate demon. So that is quite so. But let's not leave the question of Israel hanging so people, you know, feel that
right.
It's avoided.
Yeah, good.
Because, you know, I'm not religious, but my family, my mother was, you know, escaped the communists and the Nazis. My father's family escaped the Nazis. So I have some of that in my background. When I started to read some of the stuff about Israel in the past, I got very nervous. So what I did was something that I recommend for the caller or anybody else who hasn't done it, pick up the Old Testament and read it. Start reading the first five books of Moses and read the book of Joshua as well. Here's what I saw as someone who had never been educated, indoctrinated in any religion. I saw a legacy, and I calculated the numbers, of over 10 million people who were mercilessly slain at the command of the God of the Old Testament, the alleged author of thou shalt not murder, meaning killing innocents. The 10 million plus people were not just combatants, they were innocent men, women, and children and infants who it is specifically stated in there were to be slain without mercy. And even Joshua 11:15 says, as God commanded Moses, so Moses commanded Joshua, and it was carried out. These were the Canaanite, the people of Canaan land, who were slain in numbers of excess of 10 million so that the lands could be taken from them according to the Old Testament. Now, and it's pretty brutal, and it's pretty, the only way you can get out of that is if you start interpreting and making excuses. And I have challenged religious talk show hosts like Dennis Prager in Los Angeles, who actually said on the air, if God said the killing of innocents was good, then it was good. This is where this kind of thinking leads, to where you're right in bed with Islamic terrorists because you can't separate yourself from illogic in religion. Now, let's go a little farther here. According to the information in this case, there was a man named Emmanuel. He is the man upon whom the life of Jesus and the person of Jesus was based. There was, according to this information, no man named Jesus, but Emmanuel was this man. And indeed, many of the things told about this Jesus person were spoken by, and the events happened to this man with certain very specific differences in many cases. In 1963, Billy Meyer and a Greek Orthodox priest named Issa Rashid co-discovered in an abandoned tomb just south of Jerusalem ancient scrolls that were hidden underneath the stones in this old tomb. And we're talking Jerusalem now, about 2,000-year-old documents. This man, Issa Rashid, was able to read Aramaic and took the scrolls with Meyer's blessings and proceeded to start to translate them, and managed to translate about a third of them, and sent that translation from the Aramaic into the German to Meyer. Meyer published this. I'm going to jump around a little so we can start to see where this whole Israel thing and why the conflict in the case. So Issa Rashid is on the run for his life because different parties in different religions find out he has this. Okay, he's got his problems going down. Meyer publishes the first version of this in about 70 or 73, whatever it is. And it attracts, in a few years, it attracts the attention of James Deardorff, a professor from Oregon State University, who says, aha, another Bible hoax, let me at it. He starts analyzing the texts. Ultimately, after whatever period of time that he spends on this research, he comes to the conclusion that these are the original texts upon which the book of Matthew is based. And indeed, it resolves over 300 inconsistencies that scholars have come up with for the book of Matthew, about 100 of which weren't even known or thought about until after this document was not only discovered but published. And he says, if this is a hoax, you're dealing with some genius who could not only get all these inconsistencies resolved, but foresee ones that hadn't arisen, etc. This is the original document. Now, there are links off of my site. If you go to James Deardorff's site, it will lead you to the Talmud of Emmanuel. This is intimately tied into the Meyer case. Why? Because when you get down to the bottom line in the Meyer case, what the Pleiaren are saying is, we have worked with a succession of now seven specific prophets who have been the reincarnation of one particular spirit form since the time of Enoch or Henoch. That has been Enoch, I'm going to get the chronology wrong, but you'll know them, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Elijah, Emmanuel, Muhammad, and a little guy in Switzerland named Billy. Okay, please don't believe this. Just go and read the stuff and see if any of it makes sense, and if it doesn't, see what you can glean from it. But what they are saying here is this. Prophets are basically given the least wonderful job in the universe because they will be reviled, repulsed, repelled, spat at, hacked up, crucified, etc., because they will bring the unpleasant and harsh truth to humanity. And this man, Emmanuel, at the time did indeed excoriate and call you generation of vipers. We know that from the New Testament as well. And he said, you have corrupted the true teachings of creation and you have created false cults. And here's where it gets really weird, because there's a prophecy section in this 2,000-year-old document. And he says to the Israelites, unless your descendants make a true and just peace with the distant descendants of the rightful owners of these lands, your people will know no peace until the end of time. And in 500 years comes a man who will give you people no peace when a false cult is formed around him, Muhammad. This is now, you're starting to zero into the core of the Meyer case in a whole other level.
All right, well, that's what have to be where we stop. And I do want to get back to that comment about the white skin being higher in understanding, too, just to wrap that up, too, on Coast to Coast AM. So we had a question kind of hanging out there before the break that was brought up by Jem. It sounded very interesting that she had studied tapes and writings before, and that one of the statements of the three that she mentioned that bothered her was a comment about white-skinned people being superior in the eyes of the Pleiarians. But you...
Yeah, simply not so. First of all, let me address, she had the original, probably had the original contact notes or reports or saw them. They were English translations that were not particularly good. Some had, things had been altered in them. This is an ongoing process in Switzerland where they're trying to always make sure the exact meaning of the words from German are into English are conveyed, and it has kept, in many cases, delayed publications because of the precision of the German language. And this has been going on for years, number one. Number two, Randy, who I thought did an enormously good job very often with the case, inserted things in it which were not there, and it's the reason that he no longer is officially representing the material. They actually separated and severed that relationship because there were distortions of what the material was. Now, just so the people can know, on my website for free, under Billy's documents, I believe it's there, it's called Introduction to the Spiritual Teachings. It's a long document of information given to Meyer by this alleged extraterrestrial woman on March 26, 1975. I find it a very beautiful, inspiring piece, but I just want to give you a sentence or two, and then I'm going to give you something else. I'm not going to read a bunch of junk here.
Got to be quick. Go ahead.
The human bears a spirit that does not die nor sleep during the deepest sleep. The spirit within the human is the bearer of the creative realm. What they're they talk about human beings here. Now, number one, that there are places where they talk about how the races came to the planet and all that stuff, but here's something from Meyer himself. There is only one way that leads to justice and peace, namely peaceful reason, love for one's fellow man, humanity, equal rights for all humans as such, no matter what race or faith they belong to. And he goes on further about never being opposed, never am I opposed to or do I despise people of a different faith for the sake of pure faith, because for me, love towards my fellow men is a very important thing, just as my reverence towards his opinion, his faith, and his life is, and it doesn't matter whether he is a Christian, Muslim, Hindu, or Buddhist, or if he belongs to some sect. Thus, I never turn down that which is foreign, because I have respect and reverence for it and always endeavor to understand it and recognize its worth. There's the case is filled with this,
okay,
and people need to look for themselves. There's nothing racist in here, my gosh.
Okay, all right. But if there is cosmic payback for things, I wonder what Switzerland's payback will be for the way that they gleefully acted as Hitler's bankers.
There's more going on right now that compounds it, and most people don't know this. The Swiss have only found out about one thing, and that is this. As the Pleiarian and Amnesty International reported, but the Pleiarian told Meyer, they said the U.S. has torture camps around the world that are highly secret. They are brutal beyond belief. People will disappear forever into them. And the Swiss are complicit because they are allowing the airplanes to pass in and out of Switzerland carrying these people into these camps, number one. Number two, or go back to the Iraq War, and most people in Switzerland don't even know this part. The Pleiarian had said the Swiss allowed the Americans to overfly Switzerland in violation of neutrality on their way to bombing Iraq, and they had Swiss jets accompany them, and they required that the Swiss stand down their weapons and disarm their planes, and they were to accompany the American planes overhead through Swiss space. Switzerland's new karma has been amped up a bit here because they have totally breached the neutrality.
Well, that's funny. I guess part of this, I just look at it and say, the whole neutrality thing was really kind of a facade.
Nice PR.
So, I mean, I mean, the amount of, the number of people that they helped to rip off the Swiss, even actively as opposed to sort of this passive thing of looking the other way for the Americans. But anyway, that helped.
Meyer isn't even allowed to publish certain things in Switzerland because of laws against telling certain things, telling the truth about something.
And so it is. Here's what I'll ask. I'll ask that I promise not to interject much. Promise to keep your answers short so we get everybody's questions coming up, because we got a lot of people that want to talk to Michael Horn next on Coast to Coast AM. John is on the wild card line on Coast to Coast AM for Michael Horn. John?
Yes, hi.
Hi there.
This is a wonderful program. I'm finding that it's very controversial, and it's very difficult to formulate questions because the nature of the conversation changes so much.
Good.
But my earlier question had to do with Nazi UFOs.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I wanted to ask that is I found that the, well, for one, Victor Schauberger and that sort of green German movement was involved in some of those engineering efforts for the design of those vehicles.
That accords also with what's in this case. They do speak about it, yes.
And the other thing is you had mentioned that possibly we would end up with a third world power being aided by some other alien race. And I thought, well, if somebody knows much about the political and the economic structure of the universe with a number of different races at play here, manipulating in human affairs, I wonder if we couldn't be enlightened as to how the Pleiarians fit in and whether they would be sort of a minor participant or whether they would have some kind of clout.
It appears from what I can understand on this, and it's kind of like our guess is as good as each other's here, they are not involved. They have basically withdrawn from their bases. They said they had three on the planet for a very long time. They maintain their contacts with Meyer. There are sightings of their ships and even other people than Meyer photographing the ships to this day. Some of the people over there have seen the Pleiarian. I don't dwell on this because I don't want to make too much of that. But they basically otherwise have withdrawn officially from here because of the events that are unfolding on Earth and because, as they've said, and you'll find something about this, and I think in my November newsletter, I think I put it in there, about other distant gods, if you will, or ETs that are going to come into play during certain times and epochs on Earth. They won't interact with us again for at least 700 years when we become, according to them, true human beings.
All right, Rebecca, wildcard line on Coast to Coast AM for Michael Horn. Rebecca?
Yes, hi, how are you doing tonight?
Thank you.
Good.
Good. All right, well, my question that I had was, actually I had a couple of them, but I kind of meshing them together. If they have such an ET influence that if they are so far advanced, you would think that they would see the problem with a certain DNA strand and try to kind of cleanse the strand.
Oh, that's a great point about our human natures, you mean?
Yeah, she's hit a big point on this, so if I can jump on it to give a concise answer, because you're onto something powerful. In this case, they have claimed that we suffer from two genetic manipulations that were actually set in motion over 20 million years ago in another star system to some of our distant ancestors. The two manipulations were to limit our lifespan to 100 years or less, give or take a few years, and to increase our aggression propensity for violence. We're normal to ourselves and used to it. They're saying we have an aberrated system, and our scientists have to make adjustments, find these things, and they claim that the first discoveries of the genetic monitoring on our lifespan has either been made or will shortly be made. They were telling Meyer this a couple decades ago, and the lifespans will be bumped up 150 years, 250, etc. We cannot even do space travel until we have longevity, and we can't do space travel until we get the aggression under control, or we'll end up getting wiped out. It's kind of, I hope that's a fast enough answer that leads somewhere.
Yeah, I think that's interesting. Thank you. Let's go international line where Rich is hanging on Coast to Coast AM for our guest, Michael Horn. Rich?
Good morning. Thank you. Michael, just for clarity for my own, just two brief questions. One is, when you said Randy before, did you mean James Randy?
No, James Randy is the skeptic, Randy Winters.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, an honest skeptic, and that's important to have.
I defeated him in a challenge, but go ahead, ask your questions, and if they're appropriate for me to answer that, I will.
Okay. pardon me. And Billy Meyer is the fellow with the one arm. Is that correct?
That's correct.
All right. As I look at this, I almost, and I don't mean to be disrespectful, because relative to you, I'm not very bright in comparison to you in regards to these matters, but it doesn't pass the laugh test for one reason that stands out very obvious to me. If these ETs have been watching and judging and assessing and talking and doing through Billy, through whomever, however they do, and they've not been able to make any significant change, why didn't they make their move 20,000 years ago, certainly before we had a nuclear bomb,
right?
When we were really tearing up the world with absurd wars and really wreaking havoc on the world, which makes, by today's standards, us seem relatively peaceful. And what I meant by the before is, I'm ignorant in this area. I'm not stupid, but in this area, compared to you, I'm ignorant. But why didn't they do it X amount of thousands of years ago?
What are they waiting for?
If they're so powerful and all-knowing, why are we just babbling about this? Why haven't they done something in all these years? And I really appreciate your time. Thank you.
My take on it is this. These are human beings that we are talking about, again, if they exist. And if it's true what they said, they themselves come from a legacy of an enormous amount of conflict and war. They had distant ancestors who attained great levels of technological as well as spiritual abilities and blew up whole planetary systems, if this is true. They were dominators. They colonized far, far away in distant galaxies, all that Star Wars stuff. Apparently, that stuff is not quite so mythological. This is part of the nature of the evolving human to go through these phases. Apparently, it goes on in almost every development of human beings, and they know of at least 40 million human races in the universe. They have to not stick their noses in anymore as their forefathers did. We would not be as bad off if they hadn't, if their own ancestors hadn't messed with us, hadn't created themselves as gods and overlords and what have you. We might have evolved a little more cleanly. If our own distant ancestors had not suffered from genetic manipulations in the Sirian star system that everybody on this planet now has inherited, we may not also be is desperately violent with each other and aggressive. We might actually be able to live in something far more peaceful with a moderate amount of aggression, a reasonable amount of fighting spirit.
So it's because they meddled in the past that they're not meddling now, and that their meddling in the past led to other problems. So
it did, and they're trying to figure out how to look, there are eternal truths, according to them, that they themselves and more advanced races and less advanced races ultimately come to learn, and that the prophets in our own world came to bring. They didn't come to bring religions, but some of the ancestors of these people formed religions, as other ETs did.
Okay.
And we're dealing with human beings, folks. They can't fix it.
Maybe like any human being, they're just procrastinating. Maybe that's what they're... All right, let's get to Tara, wildcard line. Coast to Coast AM for Michael Horn. Go ahead, Tara.
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Mike, I had to pull out my August-September 04 Nexus that you did an article, Prophecies from the Maya Contacts.
Oh, yeah.
And I suggest everyone try to get a back issue. Quite excellent. But I'd like you to touch on 3 points. And one of the points...
We probably have time for one. Why don't you give the best point?
Okay. Well, I like to know whether they have said had anything to say about what happened on 9/11.
Yes.
And also what happened in reality in terms of Katrina and the two civil wars that he predicted under the prophecies.
And
I'll listen over the... Thank you.
Okay, sure. First of all, the article that you just mentioned is available for free. If you click on prophecies on the website, it's all there. It's posted there. Next, as far back, apparently, again, allegedly, as 1984, 1987, 1989, they foretold 9/11. They told Meyer, and this won't make me popular with anybody in certain parties, they said that this will be allowed by the Bush administration and powers that be in the intelligence services in order for a justification for a war on Islam. I have not read that they said that Bush was behind it. They simply said, and this is also posted on one of my newsletters, that Bush and company will allow this to take place so they can go and launch their avenging angel wars against Islam, number one. I think she asked also about the civil wars. That's in the prophecies in the same link. When you click on the prophecies, you'll get into the Enoch or Henoch prophecies. They speak that in future times, the United States will have two civil wars and be divided up into five different territories. This is in the same general area in the prophecies where they talk about tremendous destruction coming here from weather weapons, gigantic hurricanes and fire cylinders, attack, it seems like, from Russia, eventually coming over through Alaska and Canada. Prophecy, it's not written in stone, but I'm kind of motor-mouthing it here so we can get the next guest. And
well, can I ask you that? Who's going to be our next president?
I don't know, but they did speak about some time ago, they did speak about a woman president, a woman leader in America. So that was, I'll have to find out.
Well, I mean, if they're so specific about Bush, why not be so specific about who's going to come next?
Well, I think, in all fairness, to say who's going to come next, if you get a real problem now. If they're as accurate as they say, or as let's say I'm representing it to be, and maybe you find out it is, then if they say, well, your next president is so-and-so, then people feel it's predetermined.
But they already did that. They did that back in 1989 when they said President Bush.
Yeah. But
so if they did it then, why don't they do it now?
Because it wasn't getting all of the exposure.
So they're only going to say it when no one's paying attention?
Well,
that doesn't make any sense.
We can certainly not like a lot of stuff here.
Well, that just doesn't make any sense.
Listen, let's determine for ourselves who should represent us.
Let's do it. Let's not pay any attention to them. Then they can say it, and then we'll find out later on who they said.
May have already done it.
Let's get Alan on the wild card line. We have time for one or two questions, maybe, if we keep them short. Oh, Alan dropped. Okay, then we'll go to the first-time caller line where Eric is waiting on Coast to Coast AM. Eric?
Thank you. I just want to thank you guys both. I love you both. This is Eric from Omaha.
Thank you, Eric.
Now you're talking about essential intelligence, you know, and like, do we need to like wish for mass consciousness for like essential intelligence to come to us so we can figure out all these conspiracies are connected and how we're being poisoned and
yeah, what do we do now?
Manipulated. How does it all work with demons and possessions? And,
no, forget demons and possessions.
Okay, we'll leave that part out. But
yeah, here's the key.
AI
appears to be the core of this boils down to a hyphenated word, self-responsibility. Now, in a few seconds, am I going to be able to expound on whatever little I may know about this? No, I can say this, that if that is indeed the core of this, and we start to take personal responsibility, self-responsibility, for our thoughts and our actions, our investigation, our decisions, our struggles with all of this, we will figure this out. We will make inroads. And they told Meyer last year, they said, next year, by next year in America, the Bush illusion will have crashed. The people will have figured this out. So if you want to talk about who the next president is, what they basically have said is, you guys are going to get this straight, at least in terms of some of this. So go ahead and empower that. Make that work. Let's not focus on the negative things that are going to happen. Let's say, okay, we're warned, and now we've been told that there are ways to go. And if you read 21 positive points for free on my website, it's on the DVD too, they spell out a lot of these steps, things that we can do to take responsibility and straighten ourselves out.
Well, and that'll probably be all that we have time for. But I want to ask you this.
Yeah.
That should you have contact with Billy Meyer, should you ever have contact directly or indirectly with the Playarns, throw my name in there and tell him, you know, I'll take one cruise around the galaxy with him. I would love, I keep volunteering myself to people who have contact with aliens that abduct. I'm good to go.
You okay? Won't charge him.
I got a toothbrush in my pocket. Okay. I'm ready to roll. Put me in, coach. I don't smoke. I'll go anywhere they want to go. Don't mention that I called them whiny intergalactic Euro trash. Just leave that out of the conversation, but I would love nothing more. So tell them that, okay?
Fantastic.
All right. And you can link up to Michael at his website through coasttocoastam.com. Fabulous conversation, partner. Thank you so much for your spirit tonight.
Thank you, sir.
And I hope everybody enjoyed that. Sorry we're stranding as many people as we are in the phones, but I hope you enjoyed what you heard. Anyway, we've always got next week on Coast to Coast AM. Deus te amat, and I do too.